for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, December the 27th, 1998, Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bob Booth of Tyler, Texas is the speaker of the evening.
Before we say too much, I want to say to you, every one of you are the stars tonight because you're the apple of his eye.
Yes. Amen.
And you're precious. He may be a little bit ornery, but...
I know you are.
You need to get right with God, but you're very important to God. See, he looks on you, he overlooks your junk, and he looks right into your heart, and he loves you. Now, you know, you're going to have to deal with your trash sooner or later. Because if you're going to do anything for God in this hour, you're going to have to be on fire for God.
Amen.
And, of course, there'll be goof-offs, just like there have been in every move of God. There'll be goof-offs. And some of them, you know, are really going to heaven, but they're still goof-offs. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Aren't you glad he doesn't condemn us, like, just like we look at people and think if they ought to be condemned?
We'd be in trouble.
I'd like to mention a little bit about the accident we had in 92. I was cutting a limb off of this tree. I found out later I could have had the electric company come and do it for nothing. And I was up there.
That limb was getting close to
I didn't want to get in our electric wires and knock them out. So I climbed up there, and I said, this is a little bit higher than I usually climb to cut a limb. Anyway, on the way up there, God spoke to me in his little voice that you just override a lot of the time. He said it'd be cheaper to have somebody else do it. Cheaper and hired. I just kept right on going up that ladder. After all, I'd got started up. And I cut that old limb off. And man, when that thing came off, it did exactly what I knew it was going to do. It came back and hit the ladder. But my grandson had tied the ladder up in the middle.
But he'd only tied it up on one side, one place.
And my mind, which was probably the Holy Spirit, said it needs to be tied in both places. Because I knew what that stinking thing would do. And yet it went up there, just like an idiot, and cut that limb off, knocked that ladder around, and I ended up on the wrong side. With that chainsaw in one hand and me hanging there at the other, and I'm no Atlas anyway. I'm not a Mr. Atlas when it comes to hanging on my arms. Anyway, we hit the concrete below. Busted three vertebrae. And
I don't know why you say we, because I didn't do it.
Well, the Lord was with me. And collapsed the lung and busted some ribs, cracked the shoulder, but we was in really good shape. Anyway, they took us. We went to the hospital. When I fell, it knocked me out. And when I came to, I said, I didn't fall, did I? And I looked around and I said, yeah, I did. And the next thing I checked was to see if my back was broken. It was. So anyway, when we was being operated on, the liver that causes your blood to coagulate, it shut down. It went into a shock. It was shut down, and the blood just kept rolling. And they could clamp it off, you know, in the flesh, but it kept flowing out the bones, just shooting out. And so the doctor came out three different times and told the family that I would not make it, that I no way that I would make it. So he just said, I've never lost anybody on the operating table, but I will lose this man. And he was very positive. He wanted to prepare the family, but they wouldn't accept it. They said, no, he'll live and not die. Praise God. And so they come back again. Old Dr. Danielson, he's a Catholic doctor. He come back again. He said, now look, he is not going to make it. Now just be prepared for it. And it's medically impossible for him to live. And
all the time they were pouring blood in as fast as it was coming out.
And I don't know if my grandson or my daughter-in-law said, we understand medically he cannot live, but he will live and not die. In the name of Jesus.
But now, the beautiful thing that the Lord did for me, that morning before he had surgery in the afternoon, I got a telephone call, the family waiting room, and it was in Spanish, and I was the only one in the family that could talk Spanish, so I was the one that had to take it. And the man said he was a preacher from Central America, that he had had a vision of Bob walking in his pulpit down in Central America. We haven't been there yet. I don't know whether it was an angel or whether it was actually a man, but I do know that I held on to that vision, and he's walking.
Anyway, that doctor said, when I opened the door to the hospital the next morning, he said, I knew your bed would be empty. He just absolutely knew I'd die. And he said, when he opened that bed, the door, and saw me in that bed, it shook him up. And he came over to me and he said, well, what did he say to me? You showed us what you could do last night, now show us what you can do today. And he was a Catholic doctor, and he told me later, I did not know this. He said, when they're going to operate on you, you wouldn't let people, different ones, operate. Said we.
The two doctors came in to see him, and he had chased them both off, wouldn't let them touch him.
Now, I didn't know that, so that had to be the Holy Spirit, because I was out of my head. But I do remember vaguely talking to him. He said, when I come in, I told him, you can, what was it?
I can see Jesus in your face. You can operate. And he says, don't you want to know any of my credentials? I says, no, I see Jesus.
You know, that broke that old doctor's heart. He's just a young fellow, too, about 40. But he's a precious doctor, Catholic fellow. And he said, he's told me ever since then, he said, I go on these different meetings, doctor's meetings, and I have a talk. He said, I always tell your testimony. And he said, I have to weep every time I tell it.
A few months ago.
Isn't that precious?
When we were in to see him, he says, do you think you'd have time to pray for your doctor?
So
next, I mean, he knows where the power comes from.
Next time I was in there, I said, now look, Dr. Danielson, I'm praying for you that you have divine
counsel.
God's words in your mouth. And he's such a simple face. He said, is it working now? I said, yes, in the name of Jesus.
He is in charge. He has a corporation with a number of neurosurgeons and people of that caliber working together. And he's one of the main characters running the thing. So he needs the counsel of God.
Anyway, when we was come out of the operation, we couldn't move anything from here down. We could wiggle a toe or two on the right leg, couldn't move any on the left leg. But therapy, working with that, just working and working. Of course, God's behind all of it. Was able to do what we're doing now.
We worked so hard on it that when he finally moved that left leg on his own power, I almost cried.
Anyway, the problem with this is the scar tissue will not let on the spinal column, on the spinal cord, the outer surface is scuffed up with that broken vertebrae, and so it doesn't allow the signals to go through there. And so what they have to curve around, go another route, and they're stupid and they don't know how to do it. They just know the old way. And that's the reason why I sit here a while, I'm just locked up. And you go to walk, you feel like you're going to fall down, all that stuff. I'll just explain all that to you. That's no problem, though. I'm healed anyway.
Amen.
And I will have the manifestation. Might be on this trip, even.
Amen.
Praise God. I am healed. And I'll guarantee you, everybody that's sitting here, I don't care how long you've had a problem, whether you get healed tonight or you're going to be healed. If you're following on to know God, there's not going to be any sick people in the family of God in this last day move. Because that's part of the move of God. It's a resurrection of the supernatural miracle healing power of God. Anyway, tonight he's going to preach to you either on the fires of God or the rivers of God.
Hallelujah.
And the rivers will be completely different the way you've heard it. But which do you want? Fires or rivers? We'll get the other one some other time. The rivers is very interesting. There's a good rivers. Like the fires. Basically, the fires would have covered the area of the fire of God in your mouth, and fire of God in you, and God's fire. See, not the judgmental fires. However, that involves some judgments because you release the fire of God to go before you, it's going to knock some people out of the way.
Yeah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. So, we talked to you about the rivers of God. Lillian's going to read most of the scriptures tonight, 21 and 1. Proverbs.
Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will.
Now, isn't that neat? The king's heart. Now, just remember this. Jesus said, the Spirit of God, yes, it was Jesus, through the epistles, Paul probably, Peter, said, when you pray, he said, pray for your government, those in authority, that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life. So you see, these earthly governments are still under our authority.
Yes. Amen.
And I want you to know that. So God says he controls the hearts of the kings. Like, read this again, honey.
The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will.
All right, now that's pretty good stuff. Well, where's God anyway? Do you know the throne of God is inside you?
Amen.
The river of God is in you. It all comes from the throne in heaven. It's like a computer. You got the whole thing right here, and you got the other right up there, the master computer. It's got all the brain, but you can plug into any part of the brain that you got enough brain to do, you see. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So God cannot operate in you without a throne. And that's what he set up. And when Jesus comes back, he's going to come back by revelation first. He's going to live and reign in you, and you will be as God in the earth. Isn't that hot stuff?
That's what it says.
We have the total personality of God in us. Plus a piece of candy. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I should have brought those cough drops you gave me, brother. That's all right. I'm good enough for this candy. Now, I love this business. Come on, say it. I have the nature of God. I have the total personality of God.
I have the total personality of God.
I have the total heart of God.
I have the total heart of God.
I respond to people.
I respond to people.
Just like God does.
Just like God does.
Isn't that neat? Now, you train yourself to believe that. God's in there. Don't say, oh, dear God, please give me the heart of God. No, you already got the heart of God. Now, please, God, help me to use it. Show me how to express your personality tonight. Show me how to express your personality in all things. There it comes from those good cough drops. Thank you, brother. Praise. Oh, those are super ones there. I never seen any of those. Thank you. I'm giving you one of those. Anyway, the personality of God's in you. The fire nature of God's in you. The glory nature of God's in you. The power nature of God's in you. You're hot stuff. Now, this scripture says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Well, God's in me.
Amen.
All I've got to do is get the mind of God, and I'm going to tell you, if you'll spend some time with God, he'll tell you how to pray. A woman, all my charismatic life up until about 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I meditate all the time, man. I love God's Word, and I just meditate that Scripture. God says in Exodus 4:15, says, I'll be with your mouth.
And I'll teach you what to say.
The iron is, I spoke that even when I was in your group at that time. I know it. I've always used that Scripture. And Luke 10:16, said, he that heareth
you actually hears me.
1 Peter 4:11.
If any man speak, let him speak as though his mouth were the very oracle or word or mouthpiece of God.
Isaiah 59:21. This is my covenant.
This is the covenant that I make with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon you and my words that I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, that's talking to Jesus, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seed, from henceforth and forever. Patience us.
Now,
this word's
you,
not going to depart out of our mouth.
I want to show you where that is. We're not in our river message much right now, but it's all right. I'm going to show you how that's working. See, we gave you the scripture night before last when I spoke. It was night before last, wasn't it? Friday night, yeah. We gave you the scripture in Isaiah 59:19. They'll fear his name.
From the rising of the sun and his glory to the going down.
And those you're going to fear his name
and
his glory. That name and that glory is going to be flowing through you. Worldwide, they're going to fear his name. The name of Jesus is going to scare the living daylights out of everybody.
Yeah. That's right.
It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, you talk about the fire of God. It's going to get hot.
Yeah, come on.
And nice, the fire is going to be laying everywhere.
Yeah.
You say, well, God wouldn't. Don't tell me what God did. He killed Ananias and Sapphira. There are going to be a lot of dead folks.
Yes, there is.
And we talk about them getting killed and all. But years ago, when we were in Baylor.
Rebellion against Jesus, I'm talking
that
about.
There was one of the young preachers, Baylor preachers, got slain in the power because he was rebelling against God.
Who was that?
Yeah, I've forgotten which one it was now, but it
that was,
maybe that was the year before you got there.
Must have been. I can't remember that one. Never heard that before. This girl makes up a lot of stuff. I'm telling you, ask her something, she'll always have an answer for you. If she doesn't know it, she'll lie to you.
You better watch it, boy. I'll wrap that cane around your neck.
What she really does is she's got a good mind and she tries to think it out. She'll give you an answer. Don't make a difference. Praise
God.
You've
got to admit, most of the time it's right.
Well, if I didn't admit, she'd get mad. Praise God. Praise God. So say it, I
only, only one thing about it, folks. It's a good thing the Lord gave me a strong husband or I would have run over him.
Well, you still do.
There's no way I can run over this one, even when he walks with a cane.
Praise God, praise God. You know, talk about wives and sweetness. Lillian is a sweetie. She just...
When I want to be.
When it pertains to me, she always wants to be.
Praise the Lord.
Did you fall? Come running in there. No, honey, just dropped the cane. This afternoon, I tell you what, I went, ate dinner and went home, but I tell you, I couldn't. I was going to lay down for an hour and then come over for deliverance, bring my wife, and figured the Lord would deliver her a little bit. But you know what? I was messed up. I'd fallen before I left there, and I fell. With the left leg, is something that happened to it lately. It's been a week. I haven't been walking enough because it hurts too much to walk, and so I'm just letting it get weak. And so I put a little pressure on the other waist. It just gave way, and I fell over a chair. Busted a rib, man. Ooh, that thing was hurting when I got here. And yesterday, the pain all left. Only 2 or 3% of it left. And then this morning, it started in. By the time I ate the dinner, it was on my back. And I said, Lillian, if you see Glenn, I'd tell him, if you got somebody else to minister, let them minister tonight. But I can do it. But I gradually got better and better. So I'm okay now. Praise God, praise God, praise God. What it was, I ate some of that lettuce and stuff down there, and that gas on your stomach just put pressure on that busted rib, and it didn't like it at all. But everything's great. We're talking about the first verse now. God, we're talking about the total personality of God is what we got off on. See, God's in you, and He's the one that's going to control these kings' hearts, see? You have the total personality of God. That means you have the miracles of God, you have the mind of God, you know what God wants you to do. If you're closer you get to God, God wants us to be in His presence so strongly that we'll know everything He's thinking concerning this particular problem or that particular problem. And if you know God in this last hour, if you're part of that overcoming bunch, that fire bunch, glory to God, you're going to walk as God, you're going to think as God thinks, because His mind's going to be harmonizing with yours at all times.
Yes, amen.
When I see you, I'll know what you need. When I see you, I'll know what you need. I just know what God wants me to say to you. And that's the kind of ministry. All right, let's go back to this first verse again. Read it again, Hank.
Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will.
Say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I turn. The hearts.
The hearts.
Of the kings.
Of the kings.
Of this earth.
Of this earth.
To God.
To God.
I command. Every knee to bow.
Every knee to bow.
Every tongue to confess.
Every tongue to confess.
That Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
Now, you see, the Lord says in the Lord's Prayer, here's the way you pray. Well, pray that you just hang on and make it till I come again.
You've been reading the wrong Bible, Daddy. That's not the way mine reads. Does yours read that way?
What is it?
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's right now. That's not manana. That's right now.
Say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For the sins.
Of the church.
Forgive us, Father.
Forgive us, Father.
I repent. For my sins. Forgive me, Father. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I repent.
For the sins.
Of the rulers. Forgive them, Father.
Forgive them, Father.
In Jesus' name. I command.
Their knees.
To bow.
To Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we forgive them and expect them to go on just like they're going. That means we expect a change.
Did you feel a negative spirit when you were praying like that? Did you feel a checking spirit, oh, I shouldn't pray like that? No, you fell to get in there and get them. Every knee shall bow. You say, well, now is that going to make them bow? Well, listen, you had to put a dent in them. The more you pray that, the more power will build up. Listen, I prayed for 8 or 10 years, and I said, I command Russia to become an evangelistic center. I commanded it. And you know that thing opened up? And now I'm commanding the king. See, the communists are trying to take it over now. I command the kingdom of God to take over that thing. Take over the military, the whole works. You just get with me and say, in the name of Jesus,
I turn.
The rulers.
In Russia.
I turn their hearts. To the Lord Jesus Christ. You start saying that every day. And if socialism takes over, so what? Praise God, that's not the end of it. You realize Jesus is about to come back and set up His kingdom? And you're preparing for it right now? There's going to be a bloody showdown. Brother, you're going to fight like skunks, rats cornered or something. You're going to fight. Brother, the fire of God's going to be on you. The compassion of God's going to be in your heart. You're going to fight. You're going to tear the devil up. Praise God. You know, when Rick Joyner was had that vision of heaven, that prophetic vision of his, he said, Paul was saying to him, said, we had a lot of things going. But we said, we're looking to what's going to happen to your generation. See, we're looking on, all of heaven's looking on. We're just anticipating. Because we know the great release is coming to you. Said, we wish we could be with you down there. Uh-huh. There's no generation that's ever had the power of God released on them like this generation.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine within a year it'll be working pretty good. I don't know how soon it is. I think it probably, because the two go together. The darker things get, the brighter things get. And so just because you don't see it happen right away, you still command it. Like I commanded at the same time I started commanding Russia, I commanded China. Well, China almost came open there. Y'all hear that? It did break something down to where China did come open a little bit. And a lot of word went in, a lot of Bible went in. Even printing presses went into China. And the Chinese don't like it, but they still had to put up with it because they wanted to get our favor. But you have authority. And at the same time, I commanded Muslims to turn their hearts to Jesus Christ. Say it. I command.
I command.
The light of Jesus.
The light of Jesus.
To shine in the Muslim heart.
To shine in the Muslim heart.
And they will turn.
And they will turn.
To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
In mass.
In mass.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, if we get over to Ezekiel 47, that river, if we get into that river after... we'll find that that river started and ran right down through the Muslim country.
Wow.
Hallelujah, brother. I used that plus Isaiah 60. You start about 10, 11, 12, you'll find that all those were Arab countries were coming
right
in.
Right after this.
Were coming in, and they were bringing their money and things. All those were Arab countries. It's going to be worldwide, but that was showing you what that thing was doing, starting. So I've been commanding light. I release light. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I release light.
I release light.
To the Muslims.
To the Muslims.
To the international terrorists.
To the international terrorists.
I stop that evil.
I stop that evil.
Under my feet.
Under my feet.
I command.
I command.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
the
name.
Muslims.
The Muslims.
To bend their knees.
To bend their knees.
To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I haven't done it since we've been here because in a camp meeting like this, you either run your head off or you take a chance, take a break once in a while like I do and take a nap. But I usually pray for the nations at least an hour, sometimes 2 hours a day. Just like I'm telling you right here, and there's authority in it. The fire of God's in it. And I want you to get excited that you're not a jerk and you're not a stupid and you're not dumb. You just got the fire of God in you and the power of God. Sure. Jesus Christ lives in you, and he's no small fella.
Amen.
He is God, and he is King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes,
and you're on the highest throne in the world. There is no throne above your throne because you're sitting on the throne of God. And you have the most authority of anybody in the world. Ephesians 1:17 said, I pray that God would give you what?
The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
The eyes of your understanding would be enlightened that you might know.
What is the hope of his coming?
And see the greatness of his power.
To us who believe.
He says, according to the work of his mighty power that you wrought in Christ.
When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places.
Far above all principalities, power, might, and dominion, every name is named now in this world, but that which is to come. Gave him that for you, the church.
Amen. And you know, that word wrought, you know what it says? He demonstrated what he wanted done.
When you raised Jesus from the dead, listen, God can just, listen, the whole earth is about the size of a little speck of dust to God.
Yes.
He could spit you right out of his mouth and the whole world, he could, like that, and the whole world, earth would disappear. We ain't nothing in the natural, but in the spiritual,
we're his kids.
We are the precious sons of God. God's proud of you. And he doesn't want you stealing the glory. If you try, say, Lord, look what I'm doing. Listen, jerk, you're not doing anything.
You don't want us to come down either.
Your flesh has to come down. But your spirit has to take authority. And you must never... I've always practiced this. Then we start seeing God do things. We got the baptism in 62, started preaching been traveling since 1964, and the charismatic move been doing that ever since. And we've seen God do a lot of good things, and the pride would hit you. But I learned enough scripture to handle it. The Bible says the proud, he knows afar off. I'd always quote that when I feel that proud coming in. And then I'd pour in heaven, the pride, the proud is like a chain of violence. I said, I don't want to get hit in the head with a chain of violence. So that would stop that old pride spirit and get back on order, get back in line. But if you try to handle it, you're like, oh, God help me. You've lost it right there, see, unbelief. When you take authority, then you go, all right, God says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and God lives in you, and he wants to control that heart through you. And when you pray, you take authority over the evil that's in this country, that's in this world.
You know, Bob,
Yes. There's
one thing in the natural. Every now and then, a river will change its course, but it can never go back to the original course. So when the Lord gets hold of somebody, he's going to hang on to them.
Now you read that next scripture.
Ezekiel 17:24. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. The Lord's the one that's handling the show.
Everybody say it with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bring down
all the high
and Antichrist spirits that's trying to take over our country.
That are trying to take over our
country.
I bring them down.
I jerk them down.
I tear them down.
In Jesus' name. Now, remember, no flesh. You can't, well, look what I'm doing. No, shut up. Just settle down and let God do it. And you be God's instrument. Come on, we gave you this the other night, Jeremiah 51:20.
You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I tear down the nations and destroy kingdoms. You know, one thing about a battle axe, it better stay in the hand of the warrior. And better not go flying off the handle.
Now that's who you are. God's battle axe. Man, how'd you like to get hit in the head with a battle axe? Lord, I release your battle axe.
Amen.
Your battle axe ministry.
Your battle axe ministry.
Against the corruption.
Against the corruption.
And the evil works.
And the evil works.
That's in the church.
That's in the church.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You know, the church is what's put our president in. The church itself could have put...
could have stopped it.
What's his name, Robertson?
Pat Robertson.
Yeah, Pat Robertson. Could have put him in. The church could have done it. But, you know, they're so stupid about it. Oh, he's a tongue talker. You know, crazy people. So... let's overcome that. I pull down that rebellion.
That rebellion.
In God's people's hearts.
In God's people's hearts.
I release. The battle axe.
The battle axe.
Of God.
On that evil spirit.
Controls them.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Now that's powerful prayer. There's a lot of authority in that. See, you're loving the people. You're loving the Methodists, the Baptists. I'm talking about born-again people. There's a lot of people in these churches that aren't born again. A lot of them that are. Thank God for the ones that are, right?
Yes,
and they're going to be used of God. Praise God. They're just sweethearts, and they don't know any better, but they're going to be used of God. I release light to these Baptists. Say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I release light to the Baptists.
I also.
Release the battle axe.
Ministry.
Against their corrupt thinking.
Against their corrupt thinking.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You know, God said, if you reject me, if you keep on doing it, I'll be merciful to you. I'll just keep loving you for a while. He did Israel, you know. He kept warning them. Just whack them a little bit, but not real hard. Warn them, whack them a little bit, and then bang! You let them have it. And God's kind of that way. He'll whack him around a little bit, but there's some times when he's going to smack him good. And so you and I have the authority now to release the love of God to these people and ask God, and we break down all this resistance to them, all this demon resistance, that they might become part of the army of God. I want all of God's people involved,
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
No, it's not you and me, we're not enough. We need the whole bunch of them. So we're releasing that spirit of unity in God's people. Give, read that scripture again, honey.
In Ezekiel 17:24, and all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it.
Man, do you like that?
I'm running the show, is what the Lord says.
You see some high trees in your government? Just pull them down. Just pull them down. And I've been pulling down high trees out of that White House real hard for the last 2 or 3 years. I've been pulling down that stuff, and I've been releasing the consuming fires of God to consume away all that scum. Don't let that stuff rain. You know, but what did God say? God said, you keep rebelling, keep rebelling, keep rebelling. And it finally comes, I'll choose the biggest skunk I can find and put him in charge over you and let you have it.
And I think he did.
Look at Castro down there in Puerto Rico, or in
Cuba.
Cuba. Man, that's a skunk. I mean, that's about as dirty as a guy you can get, you understand? Put him in charge over those people. Those Christians want to turn the country over. Christians want to turn our nation over to the Antichrist spirit. Now they want to run God completely out of government. That's what they're talking about now. They want to run God out of government, too. Well, listen, they're going to try to talk a lot of things. What time do we start preaching?
Roughly 30 more.
Well, we still got an hour to go then. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we only got 2 verses, so we ought to have a little more time. Thank God. Thank God. The high tree and exalts the low tree. I command the high tree to come down. Say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command all high trees.
I command all high trees.
To come down.
To come down.
And the low trees.
And the low trees.
To come up.
To come up.
In the Baptist church.
In the Baptist church.
In the Methodist church.
In the Methodist church.
In the White House.
In the White House.
In the Congress.
In the Congress.
In the court system.
In the court system.
In the parole boards.
In the parole boards.
In the prisons.
In the prisons.
Well, you can get that, pull down those high trees, lift up the humble ones. God's people. Praise God, praise God. I know, if you'll join me, that we're going to see some results. I see lots of results. Do you know the interest rate in 1980, about 80, somewhere along in that line, it was 22%? Do you all remember that? And I started commanding those interest rates to come down under 10. And I'd get preaching in churches and I'd tell them that. And the pastor would tell me, I never thought of that. I said, well, think of it now and do it. Pull it down. And you know that thing dropped down under 10 and been down under 10, 15 years now? And every time that stinking thing tries to come up, I knock it back down. Are you all hearing me? Don't let that thing come up. It messes everything up. Don't let it come up. Now, I got the attitude, if it comes up, I'm not going to backslide. I've enjoyed 10, 15 years of it anyway. Are you all out there?
And we can also start pulling it down again.
High trees are coming down. Low trees are coming up. The kingdom of God is about to take over in the earth. Now, the kingdom of God comes in on levels. It's always, go tell them this, the kingdom of God's come nigh to you. The kingdom of God's getting nigher all the time. It's already here. The kingdom of God is in you. It's also in the world. He said the kingdoms of this world are to become the kingdoms of our Lord and Christ. So God's interested in all kingdoms. Some people think there's going to be the world system and God's system. No, we're just going to take over all systems. We're just going to take over the whole works.
You remember when the Berlin Wall fell? Right after that, we were in camp meeting with Brother Hagin, and he had 5 or 6 pastors from Germany, and they had gotten hold of Brother Hagin's book on the authority of the believer. Now, that's when... we were praying for the wall to come down. It had been for some time. But they started praying, we'll get our nation back without bloodshed. And going on the basis of the authority of the believer, that was the only one of those nations that came through without bloodshed. I mean, they were going on their authority, and that's what we have to do, is go on our authority as Christians.
Now, you know, I don't believe in abortion. I'm very much against it. But there is a type of abortion that I'm very much for. Read that scripture 9:14 of Hosea. Put that scripture down, and I want you to start aborting some things.
Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. That's when that evil spirit latches on to you or latches on to some situation. You can abort that thing.
You see how this evil, liberal, socialistic, communistic, Marxist spirit is trying to take over our Congress, trying to take over our court system. It's really why we have these dumb decisions by these judges. They're not going by the Constitution. They're just going by the way they feel. And they're going to feel a way, an antichrist spirit that set them up there that wants them to feel, and that is to send the most confusion and the most corruption into a country that they can. What do you think the schools are all corrupt about? It's the NEA. It's a big thing. The families are grouped up, and so God has put evil people in charge. The NEA is a socialistic, it is a Marxist-type thing. It's got following the same agenda that socialism does. All right, now don't get all fearful about that, because you bring down the high tree.
Yes, amen.
You knock that NEA out. Just knock it out. See, I stomp it down, I pull it down, and I command the local government to take over the school system away from federal government. You just keep commanding that to happen. Don't give up your country and say, well, I'm just going to let the devil go to the have of everything. I'm just going to get over here and do my thing. You take over your schools. Command the kingdom of God to take over the NEA. Command, in Jesus' name, the kingdom of God to take over the women's lib. Command the kingdom of God to take over the rivers that's feeding the financing things, that's feeding the homosexuals. Said, I dry up the river.
I dry up the river.
Of finances.
Of finances.
That's feeding the homosexual spirit.
That's feeding the homosexual spirit.
I jerk it down.
I jerk it down.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I stop it.
I stop it.
Under my feet.
Under my feet.
The king lives in you.
Amen.
The scripture says, every time it says, follow me, it says, mimic me. Follow.
That's the Greek word, is mimeo, mimic.
Mimic God. Well, just start asking God, teach me how to mimic you, God. How would God respond now? Boom, I'm mad because you're mad at me. No, no. Cool it down. I forgive him. God bless him. Let me get mad a little bit. Are you out there? No? You're going to have to start walking with the heart of God. And then you're going to really move in the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I never do anything.
But what I see the Father do it first.
Oh, yeah, just wait on His for the signals. I came down from heaven not to do my own will.
But the will of the Father that sent me.
And when Brother Lane was talking to you, you know, says, we want the glory of God. But if you want the glory, you're going to have to take the sufferings. Isn't that funny?
You know, I wish you could throw that thing out of the scripture.
Well, just pull it down.
It doesn't work.
Pull it down. We're going to get it all down here one of these days.
I'm talking about the suffering.
I understand that. It's going to be done away with once.
It will be done away with one time.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Now, are you all angry with me? If you don't like the way I'm preaching, just remember, I might be right. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. I want you to have a right attitude towards God. I want you to have a right attitude towards your position. You're nothing. See, the scripture says, I never did understand this verse until just recently. He said this guy goes out and he works all day in the field, Lillian.
And then when he comes back in, the master doesn't fix supper for him. He says, you fix my supper.
It sounds like a dirty dog to me, doesn't you? This guy's worked all day, and this guy's character's sitting in there. At least he ought to have somebody else get the meal. He says, go on, get your hands cleaned up, and get my meal around here. He said, after you've eaten, after I've eaten, and you pile of junk you can eat. That's terrible. Jesus said, that's the way the kingdom of God is. He said, after you've done all you're supposed to do, don't yield the prize. Say, look what I did. No. You just say, I'm an
unprofitable servant.
Unprofitable servant. Just doing my duty. So remember that now. The flesh is going to go, ooh, they can't hear what I'm doing. Oh, boy. No, you're just doing your duty. Now, you keep that attitude. You're an unprofitable servant. Now, that'll knock the pride out of you. But it keeps the power going. You're not knocked down. You're knocking the devil down out of you so that God can rule. God has made you a king. He's made you a priest. He's made you more than a conqueror. You're not a failure. You're not down under it. You're in charge.
Amen. Praise God.
Now, you understand the devil is going to get mad as all get out when he sees you like this, but he will tremble when he comes around you. He is nothing but a yellow skunk. The biggest jerk in the world. Anybody would do what he did. Rebel against God. What a stupid idiot. He's worked now ever since whenever. He's worked all this time to gain control of the world, and if he gets any at all, he'll only have about 3.5 years. And if I stomp him down enough, he may only have about 1 year. You don't have... Listen, God, old Jonah went in there and did what God said to do, and the people repented and made Jonah mad.
Yeah, it made Jonah very angry. He said, God, you made me out a liar.
Now remember what we told you last night, now, and night before last, in Job, you know, Hosea 2 and around 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Says, you repent right at this same time now. Stars and the moon all get fouled up. Said, right at this time, repent. He said, who knows? He said, I'll repent and do some things for you. God's going to change some plan. You say, God won't change his word. God's word can do what he wants to do. God's word can override his word.
Just remember this. Anytime the Lord gives a prophecy, such as, if my people which are called by my name, there's always a condition with it. If this goes this way, this is going to happen. If it goes that way, that's going to happen. And it's up to us to go the right way.
By the way, if you hear us say something that you don't agree with, just hang loose. You know, you might be right. You just hang loose. Don't get sore-headed. I'm not sold on anything I'm teaching. I'm just sold on Jesus.
Of course, I have to straighten him up every now and then.
Praise God. She's a mess. I tell you, she was. Yeah, I don't think we ought to call her Jezebel, though, do you? Praise God, praise God, praise God.
And like I say, I can't run over him like she did Ahab.
Yeah, let's give another verse, honey.
All right, dries up the mighty river, Psalm 74, verse 15.
Say that again.
Psalm 74, verse 15.
Okay.
Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers.
Say it, I dry up.
I dry up.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All demonic rivers.
All demonic rivers.
There's rivers of finances flowing into the homosexuals. Women's rivers of finances flowing into the women's lib. Where do you think they get all that money to put all this stuff on and all yakka, yakka, yak? Well, how do you think they get all that recognition? Because there's money behind it. Illuminati and all that kind of stuff, see? I want to tell you something. You're bigger than any of that stuff. They might have money, but you dry up their money. Said, I dry up.
I dry up.
The money.
The money.
That would try to control me.
That would try to control me.
Coming out of the World Bank.
Coming out of the World Bank.
The Rothschilds.
Rothschilds.
Rockefellers.
Rockefellers.
Or anybody else.
Or anybody else.
I dry those rivers up.
I dry those rivers
up. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You don't let these evil rivers control you.
Amen.
Now, of course, we're not just get them dried, just saying that. But you can put a knock in it. You just begin to confound those things. And you start hitting it and hitting it. And it's going to be a showdown, man. From now on, it's going to be warfare. I mean, it's the kingdom of God against the kingdom of light. And, brother, there's going to be a showdown, and God's going to show the devil that he ain't so smart. You're going to see the fire of God burn in you. Glory to God. Smoke coming out of your nose. Snorting. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Dries up. Dries up. Dries up the rivers. Evil rivers. I dry them up.
Yes.
I dry up homosexual rivers.
Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you what, there's going to be a mass of homosexuals get saved. Isn't that fun? Praise God. I dry up all the evil rivers that's feeding into our nation to enslave our nation. That's what socialism's all about, sweetheart. The final word is, you are a slave. If I want to kill you, I'll kill you. If I want to give you $20 a week, you can have, that's it. I guarantee you that's their I happen to be sitting on the throne with Jesus. La 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 la. Yada da da da. Yeah, you may get persecuted, you may even get thrown in jail, but you'll have the hilarious time in jail. La 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 la. Some of you'll just save the whole jail and walk off with it. You know, just all kinds of things gonna happen in these jails. That's funny. God's so powerful. Anything the devil puts up is just a jerk. Go ahead, honey.
You know that there has been some revival in Russia. A lot of people have been going to Russia. But they have been doing a lot of denominational work. You know what I mean? Making denominations. And there's been a report from some of the people. Now, how many, I don't know. Because we haven't been there. And it, you know, when you get a secondhand report, you can't always trust it. But this fella said that some of the people were saying that when they were under persecution, there was a love and a unity that they do not have now. And they almost wish they were back in it.
Okay, we just dealt with drying up the mighty rivers. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? They said sometimes we wish, you know, we saw so much. The presence of God was so glorious when we were getting kicked around by the guards. We just like to be kicked around some more. Isn't that funny? You just can't mess with the God man. He's on top of it no matter how you look at him. See, you're more than a conqueror. You see, it doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean Joseph had much favor. He got thrown in jail for it. When he come out of jail,
he started running the whole country.
Took over the whole country. And that's what you're doing. You're taking over the whole country. You may have to go in jail once or twice, but you're taking over the whole country. Yeah. The whole world's coming back to God, brother.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
You're the meanest people on earth. I guarantee you are. I mean, when it comes to dealing with the devil, you're a meanie. You just tear him apart. Y'all still loving us?
Yeah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, listen, I like this. Rivers of defense are dried up.
In Isaiah 19, verse 6. And they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up, and the reeds and the flags shall wither.
Well, you know, different countries put a river around their city.
It was a habit to build a city with a river, especially if you had a couple of rivers where you just had one side that was open. Jerusalem was that way. Jerusalem was built where they have couple of rivers there, and it's had those valleys on each side.
Oh, you know, I think it's Isaiah 30 that said this, the Lord will be a broad river to you. I'll be your defense. You don't need a river. I'll be your defense. So this scripture here, read again. Now, it's talking about defense, these rivers of defense being drained down where there's no protection.
And they shall turn the rivers far away. And the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up.
See, God,
the reeds and flags shall wither.
God, see, all these things in the Old Testament are types and shadows. You see, he said, I dry up those rivers of defense. See, the enemy, he thinks he's got you, boy. And God begins to dry up his money. Or God, through you now, you got to think it. Where God begins to dry up his authority. I mean, you can send so much confusion to the devil's camp that it takes him a month just to recuperate from just one simple little prayer.
Come on,
you have a power to send confusion. You have the power to dry up his river.
Yes, amen.
Of authority over you.
Yes.
Now, you were dealing with this end time. As this demonic antichrist spirit gets a little more hold, I want to tell you something. He's not going to get much more because we're going to stomp him down. Right now, this service tonight, as you stomp down the devil, I'll guarantee you to slow that antichrist up a little bit. And I want you to keep on doing it. Stomp him down. Don't give up. Stay close to God. Come into the prayer attitude of God. Get yourself some things written down that you don't like and pull them down. Just pull them down. Stomp them down. Kick them down. Get you a few scriptures like Jeremiah 51:20, Jeremiah 1:9 and 10. Say the same thing. So Jeremiah said, put my words in your mouth, you're going to tear down. You're going to tear them down. You're going to rip them down, and then you're going to build them, and you're going to plant them. See, that's your ministry. Praise God. Give us the next scripture, honey.
And Nahum 2, verse 6. The gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be destroyed. If I remember correctly, this is when Babylon, prophecy concerning the destruction of Babylon. Nineveh?
If you'll study that, you'll find it's got, it was dealing with Israel at first, and then it shifted to start dealing with this Babylonian situation.
Yeah,
Nineveh, or whatever
Nineveh.
It was. Nineveh, yeah, they're the one that had the realm, see. He said, I'll dry up those rivers. And they didn't, and that's when they fell. Are you hearing me? And God can dry up these rivers. See, don't think just in terms of water. The rivers of finances that feed these things. The rivers of hate. The rivers of hate. There's certain elements in our government that hate born-again Christians.
Amen.
I dry them up. I stomp them down. I'm talking about these demons now. I block them in the name of Jesus. Don't you feel the authority of God when you say that? You have the authority to block that demonic thing. God's talking to you tonight. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. Christ will give you light. You're a beautiful bunch of people. Lovely people. All of us are sweethearts. But we still use body deodorant. Except me, I don't. Praise God. I got sanctified. Praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, read another scripture, honey. It's time to quit anyway, but read another scripture.
You're right. Ezekiel 29:3-5. Speak and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and the great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, which has said, my river is mine own, and I have made it for myself, but I will put hooks in thy jaws. I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers.
See, he's trusting in his river of authority, finances, you know, and the blessings of the Nile.
The physical blessings.
All these things together, that was his river, his authority mess. God, I've got it made. I'm a high one around here. Well, God's good at knocking down the high ones and lifting up the low ones. So he said, I'm against you, you rascal. He said, I'm against you, you skunk. That devil that's in the river. He said, I'm going to jerk all of you out of there and slap you up on dry ground. You go, what's going to happen over there on dry ground? They're not going to have any money. They're not going to have any authority. They don't have anything. You wiped them out. You jerked them out. God says, I will dry up your river. God says, I'll jerk you out of your place of authority and slap you over there on dry ground and you'll just wither over there. Sooner or later, the entire world is going to bow to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you're in the battle tonight. You might as well keep battling because it's going to get heavier yet. Isn't this fun? Praise God, praise God, praise God. I tell you what, you're getting everything in this particular camp meeting. This is more of a seminar than anything else. This seminar on everything. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. See, Inez, I hadn't forgotten to say that. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. That's not show off. That's just the anointing, and I enjoy saying it. Gotta bagada bagada bagada. I like to do that too. Gotta bagada 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 bagada. You know, I didn't have that anointing. I used to hear people talking like that, and I think they didn't have much of a language. But that's just their hot language. That's just that machine gun Holy Ghost. Boy, that thing will roll for hours. I've done that 8 hours a day. Not just once or twice. Before I fell, I was doing like that 5 hours a day, man. Just before I fell. I mean, I was close to God before I fell. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. The Word of God will make you close to God if you'll obey it. But I've been stirred up on God's Word all my life. Are you all hearing me? I carried God's Word to school with me when I was a kid. Study the Bible, not the Word, not nothing else. Didn't care about the other stuff. Still don't. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Never prepared to go to college. I wasn't planning to go to college. I don't like school. You know what? I ended up going through college, too. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Writing books was the last thing I thought I'd ever do, but books just come out every once in a while. This can't help me. Praise God. Now, Lillian, read another scripture.
In Ezekiel 32, verse 2 through 4, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion, and the nations, and thou art a whale in the seas. And thou camest forth with thy rivers, and troublest the waters with thy feet, and foulest their rivers. Thus saith the Lord God, I will therefore spread out my net over thee, with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. Regardless of what you think the enemy thinks they're doing, the Lord can still.
Now, I want to read that again, but you listen to it. See, he's like a young lion. Boy, so tough and mean. See, he's not an old, dried up old lion. He's a young lion, ready to go, ready to chew you up. God said, I'll take care of you, you little brat. And then he says, you're like a whale, man. You're the king of the ocean, boy. Here I come. And then he says, you stir the water, you think you're in control of everything. You're fouling everybody's water up. That's what the devil's doing. They foul. Look at the waters that's fouled up in America over all this socialist, liberal spirit that's working. Go ahead, honey.
Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nations, and thou art as a whale in the sea.
He thinks he's a king.
And thou camest forth with the rivers, and troublest the waters with thy feet.
These people are pushing the World Bank, one world order, one world religion.
Not satisfied with other people
and,
having
you know, the same people, the UN and all that garbage. Glory to God.
And foulest their rivers.
They think they're the whales. They think they're the young lion. Nothing can stop them. Shoot. They're just a bunch of jerks.
And thou say, thus saith the Lord.
You know the authority of God's far greater than anything there is in the natural.
I will therefore spread out my net over thee with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net, saith the Lord.
Said, I cast the net.
I cast the net.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Over the enemies of the Lord.
Over the enemies of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
I bring them down.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I like to cast that net out. Try throwing that net out. You see something's raising up? Don't hate the thing. You don't win this battle by hating people. You win this battle by being sweet, like Jesus. But you get tough when you deal with the devil. Down, you devil! Down in the name of Jesus. See, you're not dealing with the people now. You're dealing with the spirit that's controlling these people.
Praise God. Remember now, you're pulling down evil spirits, and you're releasing light. I release light to the international terrorists, but I pull down the evil of the international terrorists. You follow me? So whatever it is, this is where I was. You see something you don't like, don't hate it. That's no way to do a battle in the spirit. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But you move and deal with the demon and handle that thing. And you won't... Thank you, brother.
You won't have to be putting up with the devil. But don't use the devil's spirit to try to fight the devil.
Amen.
Because you're going to get bopped right in the nose. You'll be like that bunch over there, Sons of Sceva. I mean, they ran out of there completely battered and beat up. You don't want to end up like that. So don't use the devil's tactics. You use God's tactics.
Amen. You can't defeat the devil on his terms.
I constantly forgive Clinton and Hillary. I'd like to see them be sweet, born-again Christians. Not in the White House. I don't think they should be there. But if you think they should, that's okay. But, it's up to you. But I don't think they should. I think, our nation needs something to look at, a role model. And, boy, that's just an open door to live like the devil. Well, we forgive them and we bless them. And we ask God to... You know, Clinton would make such a beautiful born-again Christian. You know, I think he was at one time. Are you all loving me? Well, anyway, we bless them in Jesus' name. That's the only thing you do to your politician. Just bless them and love them. And forgive them and pull down those devils. Praise God,
praise God. It doesn't
mean
that we have to leave them where they are.
So as I release
and bless
light,
them in that sense.
As I release light, see... I release light to our congressmen. I release light to our White House. See, no, it's hard to come against light. Darkness has come in because light has withdrawn, because Christians have withdrawn. But as Christians come back, bang, that darkness cannot handle light. So get you some scriptures on the light. Just look up every scripture in the Bible on light and make you up a message about 3 hours long on your authority with the light. I got one like that. Didn't bring it with me, but I'll tell you what. You just get one and dig up and do it yourself. Thank you, Lord, for your presence tonight and the sweethearts of God that's here. We pray that God will just do a mighty work in your life tonight and just burn the fire of God into them so deeply, Lord, they'll know that they're not down under these things, that they'll know that the high tree is coming down.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
Low tree is being exalted. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Say it, without Him.
Without Him.
I can do nothing.
I can do nothing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You don't allow the devil to have 1 ounce of pride in you. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled down. You're not going to get what God wants you to do if you allow pride to come in. Just keep it out. Don't let it come in at all. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Socorre hasta casa coro bacoso coya. Songo locosi calasa cala bacoso coya. Corianda casa caro bacoso coria sacaya. Corianda casti coro bacoso coya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Corianda bacoria sacaro bacoso coya. Oria sacaya. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I really don't know, but back in this section here, I just believe there's somebody sitting back there that's the devil's got you twisted. I just saw somebody took your neck and just twisted around, and boy, just you're locked in. That demonic power has got you in a vice grip, and you feel like there's no way of you getting out of this thing because you've gone so far down under this problem. That problem is ruling, and it's ruling so strong. You know, somebody, big guy, has your neck and twisted around like that. There'd be no way for you to get out of it. And he's got more strength than you in any area. Thus, the devil has got you like this, and God will set you free. Right back in this section, right back there now. Slip up your hand. If you feel like that's you, just come on down here. And if you don't want to get in on it, that's all right. I was looking back there. When I don't really hadn't zeroed in on anybody, but there's somebody back in that section, that four. Okay? So if you don't want to respond, then just stay there. Praise God. Or if you want to respond, come down and get delivered.
Here's a sweetheart that's
yeah, I saw her coming. Sissy, what's the devil got a hold of you about?
My family. My husband and son have not spoken for 8 years.
You know, that's
so it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be.
Start releasing favor to those, peace to both of them. See, every day to say it. You know, you can pull down that demonic thing, just like we did tonight. But release favor to your husband between the two of them.
That my husband has favor with my son, and my son has favor with my husband. I mean, you chip those that didn't come overnight.
Right.
But you can break it,
but
little
see,
by little.
You've gotten such a, you've hurt yourself, though. By your reaction, see. So that have you been to the deliverance classes here?
Yes.
So you're getting some deliverance, aren't you?
And I've really just sat on the sideline and kept my mouth shut. It has not been easy.
Yes.
That's where the Lord's required me to.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And that's what I've done.
And inside, how you doing though?
Well, it's hard. It's
boiling. So you go ahead and keep staying these deliverance sessions.
Yes.
Let God help you. Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
My husband.
My husband.
And my son.
And my son.
And myself.
And myself.
Bring all our reactions together.
Bring all of our reactions.
I'm part of it.
I'm part of it.
But the friction between those two. The friction between my husband.
Yes.
And
the friction
son.
Between my husband and son.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
I forgive them both.
I forgive them.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Now you foul devil.
And you foul devil.
This tormenting.
This tormenting.
My family.
Tormenting my family.
And me.
And me.
I break your power.
I break your power.
I break this rebellious spirit.
I break this rebellious spirit.
That's in my son.
It's in my son.
And in my husband.
And in my husband.
And this anger spirit.
And this anger spirit.
And forgive me, Father.
And forgive me, Father.
For not getting up.
For not getting up.
Taking authority over this.
And taking authority.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I break that thing.
I break that thing.
I break this stubborn spirit.
I break this stubborn spirit.
I break this rebellious spirit.
I break this rebellious
spirit. That's in my husband.
That's in my husband.
And my son.
And my son.
I command you.
I command you.
Take a deep breath. And then while I say, go, I want you to breathe out real hard. Take another deep breath. And take a deep breath. Open your mouth. Go in Jesus' name. And we're talking about that demon gone from them.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Do it again. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You stubborn devil.
You stubborn
rebellious devil.
Rebellious.
Come out of my son.
Come out of my son.
Take a deep breath. Go in Jesus' name. Now praise God for it. Say, thank God. Praise him out loud. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Break that demon.
Thank you.
Break that demon.
Thank you, Lord.
I pull down that devil.
I pull down that devil.
In the name of Jesus. I stomp on him.
I stomp on him.
I reign in this life.
I reign in this life.
And in this situation.
And in this situation.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you see, you've got to keep the peace of God. You cannot allow yourself to get frustrated.
Right.
So keep the peace of God now, and just keep doing what we did today. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Just keep busting that thing down. You may be completely delivered now. You don't know. But just keep speaking. I'll guarantee you, a year from now, the average Christian that's flowing with God will be able to say that thing less like that, and it'll go.
Praise God.
See, we're coming into that.
Right.
God love you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
This little sweetheart with the orange jacket. You know, do you have trouble in your back?
Nope. Is it this one?
No, with the orange. You don't. He's half colorblind, and he was putting...
I wasn't going to see this for a hand up. Mildred did.
Would you want to come up here?
You don't have to put up with that. You don't have that problem, do you?
I specifically saw this
one. Yeah, this is one we saw, but I thought Mildred put her hand up.
Did you have your hand up for trouble in the back?
No. She just...
That's my nerve, because sometimes it don't bother my back sometimes, but it hit my leg. And when I twist around this way, why, then it straightens out.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, praise you.
No,
praise him. Praise him. Glory to God, you foul lying devil. We break that thing. Jesus' name. Now, see, you're the one that God's speaking of now, see.
And it was right up in this area.
It's going to burn out now. All going to burn out. Everybody say it. Burn it out.
Burn it out.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I burn it out.
Go.
In Jesus' name. Put your hands up and praise God, honey. Praise God. Just shout a little bit and sit down. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Don't forget, the Lord says there are diversities. Everybody works differently.
This person right here, right straight through there. One, two, fourth row back, and second one in.
You're talking the tall lady?
Yeah. Go back
there.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, come on. Come on down here. Praise God. If I'm understanding correctly what God was saying, you know, I saw your wife in your tears, and I just want to release a healing in you. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Sort of a broken heart over something.
Uh-huh.
And do you want to say what that is?
Oh, it can be many things.
Pardon?
It can be many things.
All right. The name of this broken heart, honey, that seems to go with you is...
A depressed spirit.
Yeah, it probably is something you need, a deliverance of the spirit of oppression, see? Because actually the Christian response, victorious response, is you just take the victory when it hits you, see? And you just kind of, it gets in you emotionally and messes you up, see?
Mm-hmm.
So say this, Forgive me, Father, for not knowing how
to respond
to my problems.
I repent of this.
I'm a child of God.
I
know how to do warfare.
I know how to do
warfare. I take authority over this thing. All this frustration.
All this confusion.
All this brokenhearted spirit.
That I've inherited
from the family lineage.
I break that curse.
In Jesus'
name.
All this rebellion. And brokenhearted spirit.
And rejection.
That I picked up.
From my early teachings.
Mother and Daddy.
I repent of it.
I command this foul demon.
To leave me now.
Take a deep breath and release it out. Come on. That's good. In Jesus' name. Come on, you're getting delivered. Everybody else do the same thing. You just get delivered with it. Come on, you foul demon of rejection. Demon of broken heart. Break your foul devil. I break your power. I break your power. Sister, that thing's coming up through you there. Put your hand on where it is.
Where is it? Where do you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yes, you can feel it.
I don't know. I think you.
That's right. It's got to turn loose, honey. Put your hand on your bellies. It's got to turn loose. You're putting your hand on for her and some of your own self, too. Just believe in God to deliver you from all this rejection and brokenhearted spirit. There's a rejection in a lot of people. And just release that thing out right now. I command deliverance to come to you from the family line and also from early training of rejection, broken heart, frustrations. I curse this thing. It's hanging in there, sister. It's coming out, though. Say, I'm free. Keep saying it. I'm free. Everybody say it with me. I'm free of this thing. Just turn loose when you say it.
I'm free.
Keep breathing out now.
I'm free.
It's falling right up low and saying that.
Come on. Bring it on.
Come on. Cough it on out. You're getting delivered. You're getting set free of that demon. Everybody out there has got that same thing. Rejection. You know, disappointment. Failure. Broken heart. Oh, God, forgive me. Just break that thing. Let that demon come out of you. You're not under demons. You're on top of demons. Come out of there, you foul devil. Come out, you broken-hearted spirit. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Throw your hands up and say, I'm free. Say it again.
I'm free.
Say it louder. Everybody out there, say, I'm free. In the name of Jesus. I'm free. How are you, aren't you? You feel a release?
I never feel that.
Pardon? But did you feel this thing come up, hit your throat?
Thank you, Jesus.
When you started
talking? Did you feel a pressure come
out? Yeah, there was something going on.
Yeah, well, it came out. And you keep it out, too. Feel a depression come on you or anxiety or some trouble again. No! See, you learn to be victorious instead of defeated.
Okay. Stand against that old devil. He'll try to come back.
You're a pretty girl, you know that?
Thanks.
You're a pretty little lady.
Okay, thank you.
You speak in tongues?
Yeah.
All right. You speak a lot in tongues, honey. Just pray a lot in tongues. It'll feel you good. Make yourself pray in tongues an hour. It'll be good for you. A day.
Okay. Now, one thing about it, you can pray in tongues.
Help, yeah.
Pray in tongues when you're doing a lot.
See, this is a soldier for God, see? And the great anointing that comes on people when they start praying in tongues. Praise God, praise God. God love you, honey.
This little sweetheart in the black and white dress, you don't have to come up, darling, if you don't want to.
Sure, let her come up here.
Hey, come on here. Yeah, you.
Malati Kondare. Are you coming down, sister?
Yes, she was putting on her shoes, trying to be nice.
Well, didn't need to do that.
You know, sweetheart, I just saw you. You were eating this sandwich, but every now and then you'd run into some grains of sand. In other words, things have not been quite as nice as they should be. I think that's financial. Am I right? You've had a miracle. Praise the Lord.
Another consistency.
But I'm going to agree with you. You're not going to get any more sand in your sandwich.
Now, look, darling. God wants you to believe him for a greater, in other words, come out of this. Because you've had a touch from God. You've seen a miracle, but that's not going to last long. Follow me, unless you got $1 million. Praise God. But the point of it is, God wants you to have the victory all the time. And a sandwich represents pretty low eating, financially and prosperity-wise. And so God wants you to get on some good old meals, good steak once in a while, roast a chicken, and spiritually, we're talking spiritual things now, okay? Everybody said, I release.
I release.
The steak meal.
The steak meal.
With no sand in it.
No sand in it.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Are out.
Are out.
Steak.
Is in.
Is in.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now that's just picturesque speaking. We know you may not like steak. My wife doesn't like steak.
I don't like steak.
But we're coming out of this on the tail end all the time. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Saying no more tail ends.
No tail ends.
He set me on high.
Set me on high.
God love you.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now stand over here. Now this girl represents a lot of people here.
Yes.
You're eating sandwiches. You're eating sandwiches.
Yeah.
And it's got wires in the sandwich even. It's not even, you know, that's kind of bad stuff, just getting dragging along and then you have a wire in the middle of it. Doesn't make it worse. A barbed wire, if that's even worse. But just a plain old wire is bad enough, and she's got sand that I can't handle that one. I could spit that wire out, but that old sand will go everywhere. Now listen, some of you are getting too much sand in your sandwich. Let's get rid of the sandwich. Come on. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. As your soul prospers. So you got to mature with this thing. You got to develop yourself. Seek you first the kingdom of God. And all these things you need is going to come. You know, I confess you're the biggest givers there is. Everybody out there, I confess you're the biggest givers there is. Confess it out loud. I love to give.
I love to give.
Come on, say it again. I love to give.
I love to give.
I really love to give love.
I really love to give love.
Instead of meanness.
Instead of meanness.
And I love to give finances.
And I love to give finances.
To the needy people.
To the needy people.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I love you.
You know, about 15 years ago, the Lord led us to help our daughter and her husband get a house. And it cost us about $15,000 before it was over with.
20.
Okay. I mean, it cost us. You know how those things go. But we did it because we felt like we were following the Lord. And then we went down to Houston to preach. And on the way down, Bob says, I'm going to have to get you a new coat. I had had a leather coat that I'd been worn for years. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I sure would love to have a fur coat. Not that I needed it. I mean, I do quite well without it. But I'd just like to have, I just wanted it. And I said, I know I'll never get it out of him. I mean, some things you have faith for and some things you don't. And so the very next day, he preached the favor message, that book back on favor. And we went out to lunch with the pastor and another couple. And that couple, the man says, Sister Booth, do you ever go up north with your husband in the wintertime? Well, I go with him all the time anyway, so yes. He gave me that mink coat that I've been wearing. Now, granted, it was his wife, and she has half a dozen others. But I still enjoy my mink coat. And on top of that, he took a Rolex watch off of his arm and gave it to Bob. Bob gave that one back to the church. I didn't give my mink back. I asked the Lord for that mink, and I got it.
That particular watch would sell for $45,000 today. It had a diamond bezel on it. It was a Rolex watch, and a tiger eye. It was a really good, nice watch.
Beautiful thing.
But I wore that for about 5 years, and you know, it's just a lot of money to hang around on your wrist. And I just didn't really like the idea. So if any of you's got a good Rolex that you don't like, I'll take it. just so it doesn't have a bunch of diamonds on it.
Those diamonds would cut up his coat.
Cut my shirt and coat sleeve up on the inside. Well, anyway, I gave it back to the church later, and they sold it.
But you give, and I will make man give unto you. That's God's promise.
We're going to have to quit here in a little bit, so we'll just minister a couple more here. Just let God lead us, all right? We've had a good time ministering to you tonight, and it's time for the saints to go home so they can come back. Kotelangasia toku horasakaya. I love you, Jesus. There's a girl, sitting right next to the one that was up here. Come on up here. No. That's not the one. That's not the area. Behind. One more behind. Yes. Yes, come up, honey. I'm sorry. I thought that was the road we was on. Sorry about it, darling.
I think she's glad to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. You see, what I saw here, she's just a very nice little girl.
Yeah.
And but God's trying to push her into a new faith, get her to do things for him, just pushing her.
Yeah.
I saw him pushing on her back, just pushing, pushing, pushing. And she's standing there, stiff as a board. Now, God wants you to be able to step out more, honey, and enter into these things that he has for you. And you see, how do I know it's God? Listen, God talks to you more than the devil does, unless you're just an evil person. And you're not an evil person, are you?
No.
You love the Lord. Lillian, put your hand on her back. Not her front, just her back. See that? God was pushing you like this, and you just push yourself back. You bow this way instead of the other way. So this stinking, stubborn, rebellious devil that spites God, I break that in you tonight. You understand that? Koryanda bo sukorya sakaya. Koryanda bara sakaya. Gondya sakaya. Now, sis, you've undersold yourself. You sell yourself down the drain pipe everywhere. Look up here. I saw you with a little hatchet. Boy, I tell you, how would you like to have somebody hit you in the head with a hatchet? That's a powerful weapon, isn't it? Really, that's kind of what God says. You're my battle axe. That's what a battle axe is. It's a big hammer on one side and an axe on the other. Wow. Something like that, anyway. And I saw you with a little hatchet, but you just trying to sharpen the pencil with it. See, she's anointed of God.
Amen.
To do greater works.
Amen.
But she's selling herself down the drain. This revelation is for a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
You just happened to look at her, and I got a word for her, see. But it'd be the same way with a lot of you. Now say this, forgive me, Father.
Forgive me, Father.
I'm going to stop this stupidity.
I'm going to stop this stupidity.
And this rebelling against God.
The spirit of unbelief.
And selling myself down the drain pipe.
I'm not a jerk.
I'm not a failure.
I'm not a failure.
God's given me that battle axe ministry.
And
I'm going to stomp down the devil.
And
I'm going to literally use my battle axe. Every day. I'm going to stomp down the devil. I'm going to hit him down
with
my battle axe.
In
Jesus'
name.
And that's the first one I ever seen. God give somebody the battle axe. We all got it. But we've been talking about that battle axe, see? And she's got that little battle axe that she's using it to sharpen pencils with. Just a lot of you got a battle axe ministry, but you're sharpening pencils. Say it, I'm ashamed of myself. And I'm going to quit it.
From now on,
my battle axe is going to knock down high places. Demonic spirits. Let's get in people. Also, honey, would you start confessing faith with God?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.